Hello, Mariner fans. Welcome to the Soto Mojo Mini Pod number 4, where we will keep you up to date on all things involving the Seattle Mariners and their race to make the playoffs for the first time since 2001. My name is Colby Patnode. I am a contributor over at SotoMojo.com, and we are here today to talk about last night's game. So let's get right into it. Starting pitcher for the Mariners last night, Andrew Albers, coming off a great performance in his first start, going up against his former team, and he got started early, pitching around trouble in the first, before coming up in the second inning and helping himself out offensively.
Off the hand of the pitch, this may work out, and it does. 1-0 Mariners. Albers with an RBI.
Also not to be overlooked, Albers did lay down 2 sacrifice bunts. He really helped himself offensively today, and he pitched a very good ball game. He had to pitch around some trouble. The Mariners made 4 errors last night. That is a season high for them. But Albers pitched really well, and there's another Mariner who's really starting to heat up, and his name is Yonder Alonso.
And the 3-0 pitch, fastball, swinging a line drive, base hit down the right field line into the corner. A 2-out, 2-run double by Yonder Alonso into the right field corner.
But Alonso wasn't done yet as he adds another RBI double in the 5th.
Maybe even better. Deep drive, right field, and it bangs off the wall. Another RBI, and the Mariner lead goes to 6-2.
With the score 6-2, you felt pretty safe, especially with Albers on the mound, and he was looking good through 5.
Ball of 2 strikes to Freeman. How about this? A 7-pitch inning by Andrew Albers. Beautifully done against the top of the order of the Braves. Yep, he should feel good.
Unfortunately for the Mariners, this is when the wheels kind of start to come off. Albers, a bit of bad luck. Looks like he struck out Matt Kemp to lead off the bottom of the 6th inning. However, catcher's interference puts Kemp on first base. Albers then gives up a bloop single into right, which would be the end of his evening. Still a very nice start as he leaves the game, having pitched 5-plus innings, giving up just 1 earned at that point. And in comes Emilio Pagan, who's been very good this season, but has struggled of late, and he did again last night, giving up a 2-run triple and then a sacrifice fly. Pagan's been money all year. Those last couple outings have been a little tough, so we'll have to wait and see what's happening there. But all in all, the Mariners get out of it, a 6-5 lead. And they would have to try and make that hold because the bats would go silent against the Braves' bullpen. And they needed their defense to greatly improve. And leave it to future Hall of Famer to turn what looked like a disastrous play into one of the biggest plays in the ballgame.
2-2 pitch with 2 outs, runner at 2nd. Slow roller, Remy. Coming in, got a hurry, bobbled. Here comes the runner coming home. Here's a throw to the plate. Got him! Kept his head up, didn't quit. Cutting down that tying run at the plate. Wow.
Really big time play there by Cano to keep his head up and make sure that he didn't hang his head after committing what looked like a pretty bad error. It was a tough play, but one that you expect Robinson Cano to make. Mark Zepchinski came in, and he was okay. He struggled a little bit with his command, particularly the fastball. And they had to go to Nick Vincent in the 7th inning, which is not something service typically does. But kudos to him. He went out, and he got his guy with the game on the line. And Vincent delivered, getting the next 4 outs on just 7 pitches. Nick Vincent has been incredible this year, guys. The Mariners are not even close to where they are without him. And this lead stays at 6-5. The Mariners are unable to tack on in the bottom of the 8th, or in the top of the 9th. And we go to the bottom of the 9th, where Ender Inciarte leads off the inning with a single into center field against Edwin Diaz. And yeah, I'm sure Mariners fans everywhere were kind of holding their breath, not sure what Diaz we were going to get. Phillips then pops out on the very next pitch. So you have a runner on first with one out. And the Braves try to stay aggressive. They send Inciarte, and Mike Zunino absolutely guns him down with a perfect throw on the second pitch to Freddie Freeman, which meant that Freeman was now behind 0-2, and there were two outs with nobody on, and Diaz absolutely shuts the door with a filthy slider.
0-2, ground ball, Alonso going to take it himself. Mariners win it, 6-5 to go 3-1 on this road trip, and they go to 64-62.
So there you go, the Mariners are now two games over 500. How this affects them in the wild card race? Well, they are now just one game back of the second wild card spot. Minnesota splits their doubleheader yesterday. The Mariners pick up a half game on them. The Angels lose to the Rangers, and the Kansas City Royals were idle yesterday. Therefore, the Mariners are just one game back of Minnesota for the final wild card spot, just a half game back of Los Angeles to be in the third position. Kansas City is a game and a half behind them. And with Texas, Toronto, and Tampa all kind of back there as well. And the Orioles, can't forget about the Orioles. Tonight's game, Marco Gonzalez goes up against Lucas Sims. Gonzalez, very interesting resume. Or a very interesting set of starts for the Mariners, I should say. Seems to be a pattern where he goes four innings, give or take. And then the wheels kind of fall off. I'm not quite sure what it is. Maybe it's the in-game adjustments that the big league hitters are able to create or make. Maybe it's the fact that Gonzalez hasn't quite been able to have all three of his pitches working past four innings. Maybe he's getting tired because he hasn't built up enough arm strength from the Tommy John surgery. Who the heck knows? But that's the matchup for tonight. It should be interesting to see if the Mariners can pull off a win tonight, get the series clinching win, and then go for the sweep tomorrow. I don't think they're going to stay with Gonzalez for too long. The bullpen is pretty well rested. I would imagine that everybody but Pagan and maybe Zepchinski are available today. Edwin Diaz and Nick Vincent only threw 12 pitches combined to get the final 7 outs. So they should all be available tonight. Zick should be available, as should Lawrence and Pazos, along with those two. So I would expect them to go to the bullpen rather early tonight, especially with the off day on Thursday, where you can kind of reset your bullpen in preparation for your big series against the New York Yankees. So that's all we have time for today. The Mariners Mariners can pull off a win tonight, and Minnesota and Los Angeles lose. They will be tied for that last wild card spot. Go Mariners, and bring it. Let's go, guys. Let's go get a W and a series win.